Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 30, 2024, the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday, taken from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 17. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. But behold, the place where they laid him.
Go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. Holy Saturday is traditionally a day of silence, a day of rest and prayer. God is concealed, so to speak, on this day. Traditionally, there are no liturgical celebration the whole day, except in the late night, where the church will joyfully celebrate the Paschal Vigil, or the Easter Vigil, which is a very long but very beautiful liturgy. There will be 7 readings from the Old Testament, 1 epistle of St. Paul, this time to the Romans, and then the Gospel, which we just read. All of these readings are very meaningful, very beautiful, so profound. The old tale of God, how he accompanied us from creation in Genesis until the calling of Abraham, at Exodus, all those nights where God has given the light of his plan of salvation for humanity, and the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah, will be a suffering servant who gave up his life, who died, so that we who are dead will rise with him. In the 8th reading of the Paschal Vigil, we have the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. It says, "If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus." In the Gospel today, we are told of a young man dressed in white who announced to the women that Jesus had risen from the dead. You recall that in chapter 14 of the Gospel of Mark, verse 51, there was also a young man dressed in white in the Garden of Gethsemane who was asked if he was part of Jesus. But he took off his white garment, threw it away, and ran. That white garment in the Gospel of Mark, there at Gethsemane and here at the resurrection, is a very profound symbolism of the sacrament of baptism in early Christianity. It kind of tells how we as baptized Catholics, when confronted with the demands of the faith, it's either we took away and threw away this white garment, or we keep it on and continue to announce that the Lord is risen, that death, like St. Paul said, has no more sting.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.